Welcome back to Fishnable. I am your host, Melian, and today
we will be reading another story.
We will be reading The Gingerbread Man, retold by Jim Islesworth. And the illustrator is by Barbara, I don't know how to say her last name. Miss Killenstock? Sorry if I'm wrong. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. Once upon a time, there was a little old man and a little old woman. One day, the little old woman said, "Let's make a gingerbread man." "Yeah, let's do it," said the little old man, and they did. So they mixed up the batter, and they rolled the dough. And they shaped the little arms, they shaped the little legs, and they shaped the little head. And with the raisins, they made little eyes, and a little nose, and a little mouth. And then, with sugar glaze, they dressed him in a fancy suit of clothes. When it was all set, they put the gingerbread man into the oven and they waited. Pretty soon, a delicious smell coming from the oven told them that the gingerbread was ready, so were they. But when they opened the oven door, out popped the gingerbread man. He ran across the floor. The little old man and little old woman could hardly believe their eyes. The gingerbread man looked at them, put his hands on his hip, and said, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The little man reached down to grab him, but quick as a wink, the gingerbread man ran out the door and down the road. And the little old man and little old woman ran after him. Come back," they yelled. But the gingerbread man just looked over his shoulder and said, "No, no, I won't come back. I'd rather run than be your snack." And he kept on running. He ran and he ran and he ran. And after a time, he met a butcher standing in front of his shop. The gingerbread man looked up at him and put his hands on his hips and said, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've run from a husband. I've run from a wife. And I can run from you, too. I can. The butcher reached down to grab him, but as quick as a wink, the gingerbread man ran down the road, and the butcher ran after him. "Come back," yelled the butcher. And not far beyond, the little old man and the little old woman were yelling, too, "Come back, come back." The gingerbread man looked over his shoulders and said, "No, no, I won't come back. I'd rather run than be your snack." And he kept on running. He ran and he ran and he ran. And after a time, he met a black and white cow. The gingerbread man looked up at her, put his hands on his hip and said, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've run from a husband. I've run from a wife. I've run from a butcher with a carving knife. And I'll run from you, too. I can. The black and white cow reached down to grab him, but as quick as a wink, the gingerbread man ran down the road, and the black and the white cow ran after him. "Come back," yelled the black and white cow. Not behind, the little old woman and the little old man and the butcher with the knife were yelling to him, "Come back, come back, come back." But the gingerbread man just looked over his shoulder and said, "No, no, I won't come back. I'd rather run than be your snack." And he kept running, and he ran, and he ran, and he ran. And after a time, he met a muddy old sow. The gingerbread man looked up at her, put his hands on his hip, and said, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've run from a husband. I've run from a wife. I've run from a butcher with a carving knife. I've run from a cow and a black and white. And I'll run from you, too. I can." The muddy old sow reached down to grab him, but as quick as a wink, the gingerbread man ran down the road, and the white and muddy old sow ran after him. "Come back," yelled the muddy old sow. And not far behind, the little old man, the little old woman, the butcher with the knife, and the black and white cow were yelling, too, "Come back, come back, come back, come back." But the gingerbread man just looked over his shoulder and said, "No, no, I won't come back. I'd rather run than be your snack." And he kept on running. And he ran, and he ran, and he ran. And after a time, he met a fox. The gingerbread man looked up at him, put his hands on his hips, and said, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I run from a husband. I run from a wife. I run from a butcher with a carving knife. I've run from a cow and a muddy old soul. I can run from you too. I can. What did you say the fox said? The tricky fox prevented that he couldn't, or presented that he couldn't be heard well. I'm not as young as I used to, he said. You'll have to come closer and speak louder. The gingerbread man stepped closer, and in a very loud voice, he said, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. I've run from a husband. I've run from a wife. I've run from a butcher with a carving knife. I've run from a cow. I've run from a muddy old stone. And I'll run from you, too. I can. Just then, the little old man and the little old woman, and the butcher with a knife, and the black and white cow, and the muddy old soul came running around the road and were yelling, come back, come back, come back, come back, come back. The gingerbread man looked over his shoulder. Before he could say a single word, the fox jumped and grabbed him. As quick as a wink, before he could think, with a snap of a stick and a lap of the lick, the gingerbread man was gone. Little old man and the little woman and the butcher with the knife and the black and white cow and the muddy old soul stood and stared sadly at the fox. He hadn't left a single crumb for anyone. Riddle, riddle, riddle ran, fiddle, fiddle, fan. So ends the tale of the gingerbread man. Okay, so thanks for listening to that. And I will be playing a song and I will tell you what it is right after. Okay, everybody, that was the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, by the Chipmunks. And also, it was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you tune in next time for another episode of Fishinable. Goodbye!